Hello, everybody. I'm excited about this week. Happy Passover. Happy Feast of Unleavened Bread. It's a most important time. Sundown on the 22nd of April all the way until April 30th, we have stepped in. Today is Nisan 14. It is the night on the Hebrew calendar in which Yeshua would have had his Last Supper and then gone to the trial and been crucified. Nisan 14 is the time, according to Exodus, in which the lamb, the Passover lamb, was killed, the unblemished lamb, and the blood of that lamb was put on the doorposts of the homes that God had called the Israelites to go into that place of safety, because he was going to be sending forth the angel of death that would come and kill the firstborn sons, and God wanted his people to be protected. So Yeshua is our Passover lamb. And we have also the story of the Exodus taking place here on Nisan 14, a very important time. And this is the week that God is pouring out his blessings. It's very strategic. Then we fast forward to the 25th, and that will be Nisan 17. That is the day that Yeshua would have risen from the dead. The resurrection would have taken place, and sin, death, and the grave would be bound. If we shift that to what would have been right on the Gregorian calendar, we would have had, according to the Christian Gregorian calendar, Thursday night, the 25th, would have been a Maundy Thursday, or what we call the Last Supper. Then we have Good Friday. Then we would have had Saturday, the burial, and then resurrection would have been celebrated on Sunday, April 22nd. I'm sorry, 28th, Sunday, April 28th. So if you're watching, that's how the Hebrew calendar and the Gregorian calendar would have matched if we hadn't had Resurrection Sunday back on March 31st. Because remember, this is a leap year, so the calendars are a bit messed up. But this is an exciting week. And listen, I've got an exciting prophetic word for you. Last week, remember I shared that God is pouring out his blessings upon you. He wants you to drink the whole cup. Come on, he's saying to you that you need to get beyond any restrictions that you might personally have made. Because the God of the universe is going to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that you can ask or imagine. He is truly the God of abundancy. He is the God of the promised land. And that's what this week is all about, because it's a week where we remember that because Jesus sacrificed his precious blood for us, we have been now positioned into a place of freedom and liberty, moving by the Spirit and stepping into the realms of the promised land. And what is the promised land for us? Well, not only was there a resurrection, but 40 days later, there was an ascension. And then there was 50 days later, which is the Feast of Shavuot or the Feast of Pentecost, where we know that the baptism of the Holy Spirit came forth. It's also the time where the Jews recognized the receiving of the Torah on Mount Sinai. Very, very important times. And so that's where we recognize the ascension. And where is the church today? We're seated with Christ in heavenly places. So when we celebrate the Feast of Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread this week, we're celebrating that because Jesus completed the sacrifice, his sacrifice means total fulfillment for us, total abundancy for us, total of liberty in the Spirit, and that we're seated with him in an ascension place, our position of power, and every day can be a day of prosperity and a day of wholeness. Now, I want to read to you a special word, because God has been speaking to me about stretching your faith. See, when he says, I'm pouring out my blessings upon you, he's like, I want you to stretch yourself, is what he's saying. I want you to get beyond yourself a little bit. I want you to give a little more. I want you to believe a little more. I want you to stand a little more. I want you to do something this week that is going to break the limits and the boundaries off of you in the mighty name of Jesus. See, that's what the shed blood of Jesus Christ is all about. It means that the sacrifice was so complete that we got catapulted into a place of great freedom. And that's where God wants us to be. He is not the God of the desert. He's the God of the promised land. Come on, we need to change our eyesight here. We need to move into He's the God of abundancy. Now, He gave me this scripture today from Acts chapter 3. And I want to read that to you because there is a lesson in this scripture. So we know the story about the lame man that was at the gate of Beautiful at the temple. And I want to read it to you from Acts chapter 3. Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer. It was the ninth hour. And there was a lame man from his mother's womb. Since birth, he'd been lame. And he laid at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. And he asked everyone that entered the temple. He saw Peter and John, and he saw them to go into the temple, and he asked them for alms. He asked them, he said, can you give me something? Can you give me some money? And Peter took a look at him, fastened his eyes unto him, and he said to him, silver and gold I have none, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And then he took him by the right hand and he lifted him up. And immediately the man stood to his feet and his ankle bones and he received strength. And he began leaping up and he stood and he walked around and he entered the temple and he was praising God and he was leaping. And all the people saw him and they began to praise God. And they knew that he had been sitting at this gate of Beautiful, this temple. All these people knew this man. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened to him. They were filled with wonder and amazement. What has God done here? Now, what God is doing this week is He's asking you to get beyond your boundaries and step into a place of faith. Now, the man who was lame was asking for money, okay? But Peter and John didn't have money to give, but they said, what I do have, I'm going to give to you. Now, this is what the Lord wants you to know. What you do have is what He wants you to bless Him with. And what do you have? You have faith. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is a substance, it's a tangibility. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. These men said, I don't have what you're asking for. Okay, but what I do have is faith, and my faith is that the God of the universe, the power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is going to raise you from the dead. It's going to raise you from this place of death, which is this lame place. And so the man was asking for one form of sustenance, but the disciples delivered really what he needed, which is that he should walk. He was asking for a hand out, but what he got was a hand up. Get up and start moving. And what God is saying to you this week is, I am pouring out my blessings upon you through my shed blood on the cross, through my burial and resurrection. I broke the power of sin, death, and the grave that you might enter into a realm of exceedingly abundant, beyond all you can ask or imagine coming to you. But God says, I need you to believe it. Can you believe God for the exceeding and abundant? See, the lame man was at the gate of Beautiful. It meant time and season. He was at the gate of time and season. It was his time and season to step in to the next levels for him. And it is your time and season that God is calling you to step into next levels. This is what Passover is all about. It's a seasonal marker. When God spoke to Moses in Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, he said, let this be the first month of the religious calendar year. It was a marker. God was saying, we're leaving behind the past of Egypt, and I'm causing you to enter into your future, which is the promised land. God has a future for you, and it is a promised land. It is a more than enough. It is exceedingly abundant. It is the prosperous realms. It is beyond measure. But are you willing to go there by faith? So God is stretching our faith this week, and that's what I'm going to pray for you about. I'm going to pray that your faith goes to a place where you can see God as exceeding abundant beyond all you can ask or imagine. See, if he's still the God of the desert, oh, can I just get my manna, quail, whatever it is that I need? See, that's how we view the scriptures, which is wrong anyways. The God of the desert reveals the God of the giver. The God that goes beyond that, once they get past the desert, is the God of the promised land, exceedingly abundantly beyond all you can ask or imagine. God is stretching you to believe beyond your own limits. Are you willing to do that? See, Peter and John, it would have been easy for them to give silver and gold. They could have given a few coins to this man. He laid there all the time asking people for money. Everybody knew who he was. I mean, technically, if you see the same beggar on a street, you can just throw him pennies, right? You know, he'd be happy. They could have given something like that, but they had to stretch their own faith. They were stepping into their purpose and destiny. What was it? That they were going to be the carriers of the abundancy, that they were going to be the carriers of who Jesus Christ is, that they were going to be the ones that God had properly positioned to be the voice of faith that would cause this man to be released from a lifelong pain of being lame and now beginning to walk. Now, this is encouraging. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. See, God is speaking to you. You've been seeing things the same all along, but God says, I'm coming to meet you in your time of need, and I'm about ready to catapult you into abundancy. So this was both sides. You as the lame man or woman, you who's sitting there saying, God, give me all this sustenance. God says, I'm about ready to meet you with the blessing that will go far beyond a little bit of silver and a little bit of gold. God says, I don't want to throw that money at you. Instead, I want to heal you. Instead, I want to provide opportunity for you. Instead, I want to take you to next levels, but I need you to see in the spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, I just speak to your eyes, a quicken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So whether you're on the side of the disciples and you could have just given a little bit of money to the person that has the need, or you can step into a place of faith and see the fullness of the giftings and bring in the abundancy of God, like Peter and James did, or you can be on the opposite side. I'm sorry, it was Peter and John. Or you can be on the opposite side and you're on the receiving side going, God, just give me some sustenance. And God says, listen, I'm not going to give you just a little bit. I'm not going to give you what you're asking for because that's minimal. Instead, I'm going to give you a poured out blessing that's going to cause you to rise and get up and start walking through the doors of destiny. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. So whether you're on the side of using your faith like Peter and John, or whether you're on the side of saying, God, I want to believe you for more than just a little trickle. I want to believe you for the pouring out of blessings. No matter which side you're on, we're saying, God, show me in faith what I need to believe for. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, God's stretching you this week. He's stretching you. He's going to tell you to go call somebody, buy something, give something, do something. There's a faith in action here. You're about to give something away. You're also about to receive something. But God is about to increase your faith because your level of faith capacity is too weak for the next level of destiny that God has for you. This is a brand new year, and he's pushing you into a brand new year. And where you're at now needs to be stretched, and it needs to be stretched in the area that God is a giver, and he is the God of abundancy. He is not the God of the trickle. He's the God of the waterfall. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now, and I'm getting really excited. See, God's saying, you keep looking at what you have, and you see that it's so small, but if you'll see me, you'll see big. If you see big, you can walk into it, you can step into it. I speak creative miracles over your life right now. I speak creativity coming from heaven. I speak technological ideas. I speak new music. I speak new writing. I speak new books. I speak new jobs. I speak new relationships. I speak new opportunities right now. Every obstacle be removed in the mighty name of Yeshua. I thank you, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that through the cup which you shed for us, the poured out for us, is the forgiveness of sins, the remission of sins, but it is the launching of destiny. We are stepping into the realms of the prosperous. We are living in the places of the ascension. We have risen, and in our rising, we need new lenses. Come on, it's time for some new lenses right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Whew, I'm getting excited. All right, let me pray for you. So Father, I thank you for my friends right now. Lord, I thank you that you're ripping off all of the veils, all of the blockades right now in the mighty name of Yeshua, and you are catapulting them into the destiny, the plan and purpose that you have for them in the mighty name of Yeshua. I thank you, Father, that their phone is going to start ringing. They're going to get invitations through the internet. They're going to get social media invitations. They're going to get collaborations. They're going to get all kinds of connections that are going to say, rise up. It is your time and season at the gate of beautiful. I'm taking you to next levels in the mighty name of Yeshua. Answer the call this week. Pick up the phone. Answer the email. Do what you need to do, because beyond that door is going to be next levels of abundancy for you. I pray a faith increase over you right now. May the capacity of your faith increase in the mighty name of Yeshua. May you see things so differently now. May you recover your sight in such a way that you can grab a hold of the great destiny that God has for you that's coming forth this year, and this week of Passover is that week, consecrating you, reminding you that through Jesus pouring out all his blood, you can step in to your destiny. Somebody needs to hear this. Share this with a friend right now who needs to know that our God is not the God of the desert. He's the God of the promised land. He's the God of abundancy. Whoo, hallelujah. We talked about this on my Zoom call this past week that I had. If you're interested in joining me for my 1.5 hour Zoom calls that I do once a month, two times in one day, the next one's going to be May 16th, Thursday, May 16th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Make sure you sign up below and there's a discount code. And I had some amazing people on the line, and we were talking. All of us were throwing out these different terms. We were talking about abundancy and God of the promised land and how God had poured out our blessings, and he was stretching us to get to the place where we believe he's as good as he says he is. Can we get to the place of believing he really is an abundant God? Stop eating the scraps from the table and start eating all the meat in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. All right, so you can sign up for that. If you don't already have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, now's the time to get it. This is the month of Nisan. I start off the book teaching you about the times and seasons to sow. What about the revelation of the angels? I teach you all about how to integrate the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar, and how the month of Nisan is the first month of the religious calendar year. You get one prophetic word for every day. You can pray through it. You can read your prophetic word. I keep you right on target, straight through Passover, straight through Pentecost, straight through Tabernacles every single day. You're going to walk with me through the desert. I take you through every month. What does it mean on the Hebrew calendar? I share with you, what's the constellation in the sky? What is the gemstone in Aaron's breastplate? What is the tribe of Israel for that particular month? What are the scriptures for that month? It's power packed with scriptures. If you haven't yet gotten a copy of this, you need one so that you can learn to merge the right time and season. What is God doing at the gate of beautiful? All right. Woo. Hallelujah. Now listen, some of you want to go to Israel and Jordan. My husband and I are doing a trip in 2025, February 5th through the 18th, 2025. We're only taking 42 people with us. We have one bus. We want to keep the whole family together. It's a 5-star trip. You're going to have all your food taken care of, all your tickets, all your tariffs, all your tips. Oh my goodness, staying in great hotels. You'll need to take care of your airfare separate, but this is a dynamo trip. So make sure you reach out to me and let me know, or watch my emails. Go on and sign up for my email list. Every Friday, a message comes out about how you can sign up to go to Israel and Jordan pilgrimage. Jordan is absolutely amazing. You're going to truly love it. How about Israel? We're going to see Israel. We're going to go to Jerusalem. Do you want to be baptized in the Jordan River? Do you want to go to the hot springs? How about Petra? How about Masada in Jordan? There is so much to see. We're going to hike to Aaron's tomb. It is going to be an amazing time. We're going to have time for prayer, time for devotionals. I know God is calling you to join us. So make sure you sign up today. The last thing is, if you haven't yet sowed your seed, you need to sow your seed, because this is Passover week. Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17 says, 3 times a year you'll come before the Lord and you'll bring him an offering. This is one of those times, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. You read about this in my book. But there are 7 blessings of the Passover that are ours, that we receive during this time. It's in Exodus chapter 23, verses 30 through 31. I'm going to read to you those 7 blessings. God will assign an angel to you during this time because you're going into a new destiny. God will be an enemy to your enemies. God is going to give you prosperity. He's going to take sickness away, and he's going to give you a long life. He's going to bring you increase, and he's going to bring you an inheritance. And the seventh blessing is a special year's blessing upon you. Come on, this is the time to sow your seed. Remember, offerings are different than tithes, but this is the time, according with Exodus chapter 12 and Deuteronomy 16, 16 and 17, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles, were to come before the Lord and bring him an offering. Offerings are different than the tithe. Give to your ministry, your local ministry. Give to any ministry. Excuse me, but give. Whatever you do, give a blessing unto the Lord. It's his moedim. It's his appointed time. You don't want to miss his blessing. I've been doing this with my husband for almost 2 decades, and I can tell you the blessings that we have received from God have been overwhelming because we have kept this simple principle. Meet God in his feasts and bless him with a gift at his party. Come on, you wouldn't go to a party, a birthday party, and not bring a gift. Well, you're not going to come to God's party and not bring a gift. This is the week of God's party, the Feast of Passover. Whew, somebody give me a high five. Share this with a friend. These are things we need to know. All right, be blessed, and I will see you next week near the end of Passover. Hallelujah. Be blessed.